On Thursday, April 24th, the Colwick Choral Society will perform in the National Concert Hall with a programme that includes Mozart's Great Mass in C minor and Bernstein's Chichester Psalms. Bernie Sherlock is the choral conductor with the choir and she joins me now. Bernie, let's start with you telling us a little bit about the Colwick Choir. How many members do you have in it and how long have you been singing together?
It's about 110 members. Choir's been around since 1898, so it is the longest established choir other than university choirs in the whole island of Ireland. So very proud of that tradition, the heritage, and I feel a great responsibility because of that, I suppose.
And how long have you been involved yourself?
This is my eighth year.
So men and women singing?
Yeah, men and women from a huge range of ages. We have a 16-year-old to, I think, some singers possibly in their early 80s. I don't know for sure, but something like that.
We haven't asked them and we won't.
No.
So when you're, say, preparing a concert for the choir, are there limitations because of the range of voices that you have and the size of it? Are there certain pieces that work better for such an amount of vocal?
Well, with this choir, with the Choral Society, generally you're talking about the large scale oratorios. So Verdi's Requiem, Brahms' Requiem, Monteverdi Vespers, pieces like that that are suitable to large choirs who can employ orchestras and soloists, you know. So that's predominantly what we would do in the Colwick. Some smaller pieces maybe in the Christmas concerts, but generally they would be the meat of the repertoire for the choir.
And how long in advance then would you have to start planning? Because of course you have to get the music in, you have to organise
your musicians. Ideally a couple of years in advance. And sometimes things don't work out the way you want because maybe another choir is performing the same piece, so you have to change suddenly. But generally a couple of years in advance. And we would start repertoire, for example, for this concert, the Colwick started the music in late January.
And how often do you meet up to rehearse?
Once a week.
So that's a lot of work to get done for this concert this Thursday.
It is. In one rehearsal week, it's a lot to get done. But, you know, the singers are great. They're so keen and energetic and they love the music. And it's like a football club or a book club. That's what they do. That's what they love to do. And we all work together towards, you know, a great performance of great music.
Now, looking at the programme you have organised for Thursday night, there's some range in there from Mozart to Bernstein.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about the decisions you made. Why did you choose these pieces?
Well, the Mozart Great Mass in C minor, I love it. It's such a wonderful piece of music. Incomplete, like his Requiem, but nobody knows why. The Requiem, you know, he died, so he was unable to complete it, but we don't know why the Mass in C minor is incomplete. But it's still a wonderful piece to perform. Like, it's liturgically incomplete, but as a performance piece, it feels great. And there's so many contrasting movements in it, from sections where the choir sings in only four parts to five parts to the Hosanna, which is in eight parts. Very, very busy movement for the choir. And difficult.
Well, let's take a little listen then to part of it. Here we have the Gloria from the Mass in C minor by Mozart. And in this situation, the Winchester Cathedral Choir is singing with David Hall as the Master of Music and the Academy of Ancient Music under the direction of Christopher Hogwood. Stirring music there, Bernie. You'll certainly be lifting the rafters on Thursday night.
Wonderful music.
A very satisfying piece for a choir to tackle,
yes,
I imagine.
Yes, it is. Because there's, as I said, such varieties. Big, strong, dramatic, fast movements to slow, dissonant, pathos-filled movements.
Well, let's get through a couple of centuries and we come to the Chichester Psalms, the arrangement by Leonard Bernstein. Why this work? And tell us a little bit about it and then tell us why you chose this one.
Again, I just have to say I love the music. It's a wonderful piece. Bernstein's a very interesting person. Apart from being a New Yorker, he was serious and a bit silly. He was Jewish, very talented, popular, controversial, everything. And all this stuff you can find in his music.
So the psalm that we're going to play now is Psalm 108, verse 2, from the Chichester Psalms by Leonard Bernstein, by the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra. And here Maren Alsop is conducting. Now, you're getting a little bit of help with your performance on Thursday night with some soloists. Tell us about some of the vocalists joining you.
Well, two of my favourite Irish sopranos, Éilis Tynan and Colette Bushell. And then Colette's brother, Andrew Bushell, is the tenor and Eoin Gilhooly the bass. Plus, Christopher O'Shea is the boy soprano in the second movement of the Bernstein. Beautiful movement where the boy sings about the Lord is my shepherd. It's very gentle. And then sopranos and altos help him a bit. And then tenors and basses come in singing a very dramatic section. Why do the nations rage? Lamaragashu, Lamaragashu goyim. It's in Hebrew, of course, so that's an extra challenge for everybody.
Can I ask you, over the 8 years that you've been involved with the choir and indeed your choral work before this, has it waned in popularity, or have people like Gareth Malone on BBC TV, for example, helped people be more interested in choir? How enthusiastic are people about giving up their time to join choirs, do you think?
Well, I think there has been an explosion, and that's wonderful. And it doesn't matter what kind of singing it is if everybody enjoys singing. So it's great if more people are interested in singing. Has it translated into more serious singing? I'm not sure, but that's fine. You know, it's great to see more choirs springing up all over the country.
And what kind of commitment do you require in Colwick?
Well, the minimum is attending rehearsal every week. There's always work to do between rehearsals, though there always is, because you can't cover music like this unless people work on the Hebrew, work on the difficult sections in the Mozart, work on the difficult rhythms in the Bernstein. You know what we just listened to? Ya, da, 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 da. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. It's not a natural rhythm. It's, you know, if you try to do it with your feet, you go right, left, right, left, right, left, right. You know, so it takes time and energy. So I suppose work between rehearsals is very important.
Bernie Sherlock will be conducting the Colwick Choir as they perform this Thursday night in the concert hall. And more information can be found at nch.ie.